Ward News. Central Ward. Mayor, Councillor Colin Ross. 0428 598 491. c.ross@cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Michael Schilling. 0418 845 798. m.schilling@cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Jody Owen, 0427 294 893, j.owen@cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Carol Ryan, 0418 130 851, c.ryan@cardinia.vic.gov.au. Bald Hill Road footpath complete. Bald Hill Road is a major road linking Pakenham Town Centre to the expanding commercial precinct, and the new footpath provides much-needed pedestrian access through the area. The footpath was designed as part of the Bald Hill Road reconstruction and completed in separate works earlier this year. This footpath is an important extension to the footpath network in the Pakenham area, increasing safety for pedestrians in the commercial precinct. Bridgewood completes the Officer Education Precinct. Bridgewood Primary School and Integrated Child and Family Centre is part of a groundbreaking precinct development that embodies lifelong learning and community ownership. The Bridgewood facility allows students to transition from an integrated early learning and development environment to formal education in the primary school and finally to high school, all within an education precinct that includes the existing Officer Secondary College and Officer Specialist School. The education precinct will have a strong community focus and a close integration with the adjacent public recreational reserve. At Bridgewood, we'll see professionals and services working together, using their combined expertise, knowledge, and influence to benefit children and families. As an integrated facility, the Child and Family Centre will provide a maternal and childcare health service, as well as parenting support programs, including community playgroups, new parents groups, kindergarten, after-hours care, and consulting suites for allied health professionals. This integrated philosophy aligns to Council's Child, Youth and Family Strategy, where it is acknowledged that improving outcomes for children requires a multi-service response. Cardinia Shire Council contributed approximately $3.5 million, including 0.4 hectares of land, towards the Integrated Child and Family Centre to help deliver the fully integrated education precinct. The project also received $1.2 million in funding from the Department of Education and Training under the Children's Facilities Capital Program. Picture caption. Deputy Premier and Minister for Education, James Molino, officially opens Bridgewood with a ribbon cutting. Also pictured are Mayor Councillor Colin Ross, Principal Kerry Coffey, and Minister for Early Childhood Education, Jenny Makarkos, along with students Nash and Lola. PB Ronald Reserve reopens. Pakenham's much-loved PB Ronald Reserve has reopened after a recent upgrade. This park is the final of six parks that have been upgraded across the Shire. Council invited the community to share what it wanted to see in the park, and you told us you want a scooter, jump, slide, swing and climb. The main design feature of the upgraded park is the Great Keep, a sky tower with two big enclosed slides. Other features in the park include the frigate, which is play equipment made to resemble a boat, and a nifty scooter track around the perimeter of the play area. We also heard loud and clear that the existing timber adventure playground is important to you, so we made some repairs and gave it a minor makeover. The structure was originally built by the local community, so it was great to be able to renew this feature as a part of the park upgrade. Cardinia Men's Shed has also collected the existing pickets from the old playground fence and is repurposing them so they will remain within the reserve. Council was awarded $700,000 through the Victorian Government's Growing Suburbs Fund for the upgrade of six playgrounds, and Council contributed a further $200,000 towards the projects. The other parks upgraded were Lakeside Park, Alma Treloar Reserve, Don Jackson Reserve, O'Neill Road Oval and Garfield Recreation Reserve. Picture caption. Councillor Carol Ryan and Councillor Colin Ross check out the repaired Timber Adventure Playground at PB Ronald Reserve. James Barth Recreation Reserve underway. James Barth Recreation Reserve will provide residents with a brand new reserve that provides for football, cricket, netball and a variety of other recreation activities. The facilities will initially be used as overflow venues for clubs located in and around the Pakenham area. However, we anticipate new clubs will be established as a result of the increasing population and the development of nearby schools. The reserve will also provide the local community with an integrated play space for people of all ages and abilities. This play space will include a nature-based playground, skate areas, a multi-use ball court, plus a barbecue area with seating and shelter. A large shelter and open lawn area will also support small community events. The new recreation reserve will provide increased opportunities for residents to participate in structured and unstructured activities and create new social connections. Picture caption. Councillor Michael Schilling checks out the plans for James Barth Recreation Reserve as works begin on site.